This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdih. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Rahmatul Muhdah wa al-Ni'matul Musdah wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin wa ashabihi al-Akramin wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin wa hudan ila yawmiddin wa alayna ma'ahum wa fihim bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. It's hard to say anything after words that emanate from such pure hearts. But just as something to remind the one speaking and all of us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and for benefit, is to really reflect upon the magnitude of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's merciful heart. Is that in this month in which he was born, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, we have to really reflect deeply on his sunnah and how much of his sunnah we're living in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you, O Prophet, only as a deliverer of good news and a warner to all of humanity. كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ, to all of humanity. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining this in further detail, he tells us in a hadith narrated in Bukhari and Muslim that وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةٌ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَىٰ النَّاسِ كَافَةٌ. That prophets previously were sent to their specific peoples, and I was sent to all of humanity. And in another narration in Muslim and At-Tirmidhi, the Prophet ﷺ says, "Walil khalqi kaffa." I was sent to all of creation, which is once again confirmed and emphasized in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin." That we sent you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only as a mercy to all of creation. So our teachers tell us that we actually have to reflect upon the magnitude of his mission, the significance of the fact that he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the universal prophet. He is the universal prophet. And we as members of his ummah, we have to think about how universal is the mercy in our hearts. In this month, we have to really think about, if we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his mercy to his family, his mercy to his companions, his mercy that he showed children sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even a young boy, his pet bird died, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a very lighthearted way, consoled him. Say, Ya Aba Umayr, ma fa'ala an-nughayr, giving him an honorable nickname, Oh Abu Umayr, what did the birdie do? What happened to the bird? And consoling a child that lost its pet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mercy even for animals, and that he rerouted the army at the conquest of Mecca around a dog and her pups, so as not to scare her and cause her or her baby dogs any harm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam even had mercy towards inanimate objects. When the tree stump was moaning and crying out for him, and he was only a few feet away, but that tree stump missed the touch of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that he would lean on that tree stump when he would give his khutbas, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. These are not just stories that sound good. We as members of his ummah, we have to internalize that mercy. We have to really think about our own character, our level of concern, the way that we deal with every single person in our lives, and are we reflecting that mercy? So when we go home, be more merciful to your spouse. Be more merciful to your children. Be more merciful to your neighbors. Reflect that prophetic concern in your dealings with your co-workers, with people around you, with the people that you see at the store. And let us, inshallah, in this month in which he was born, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reflect his beauty and his light. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.